Hello and welcome to The Marketing Guide with me, your host, Zara O'Mahony. This is the podcast that helps make marketing simple for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Each week we bring you bite-sized actionable tips, strategies and hacks to help grow your business online. If you're ready to do the work and grow your online presence and you want to stand out in a crowded space, then you're in the right place. Now let's get going with today's episode. Enjoy the show. Hello there, thank you for joining me on today's episode of The Marketing Guide. I am looking forward to this episode because it's talking about a platform and a subject that I love. As you all know, Instagram, it's my baby, I love it. And back in the early days of Instagram, when you would put out a post and you'd whack on some kind of filter, there was like 8 or 10 filters at the time. There was like New York, I think, or something along the lines of that. It would be like highly edited, like the picture wouldn't even end up looking like the picture in the end. And then you would like put that out and you'd have 100 followers and 100 people would see your post, and it was great. Obviously we'd have pictures of our coffee, pictures of our dinner. We were obviously cringe back then. We didn't know how to use Instagram for business. We thought that's how you did it. But over time, there's been lots of changes to the algorithm, and there's been a decline in our organic reach, which means how many people see it, and a decline in engagement. And it gets harder and harder for businesses to get their content in front of the right people. And Instagram, they're really making us work for it. They're really making us work to get our content be seen by those people. Reach is still a problem for a lot of people, and you are working really hard and you're putting out all this great content only for it to be seen by less and less people. And that gets really frustrating. And you're saying, why am I putting in all this effort? Why am I bothering spending an hour creating this reel? I put it out and 4 people see it and nobody comments on it. I might get 1 like. What am I doing wrong? So in today's episode, then, I'm sharing with you what is reach, the difference between reach and impressions, why reach matters, and ways to increase your organic reach so that you can get your content seen by more and more people. So I'm going to keep this as simple as possible, the definitions, explanations, all that kind of way. You can go into a lot of detail about reach and impressions and all that kind of stuff. I'm keeping it simple for today's purpose because I know you don't want me to go that deep on it. It doesn't need to be that deep. Once you kind of understand what it is, and then you can understand how to fix it. So what exactly is reach? So reach is the total number of people who saw your content. For example, if 100 accounts saw your post today, that means your reach for today is 100. Even if those 100 accounts saw your post 2 times or maybe 3 times, your reach is still going to be 100. Reach is the unique number of people who saw your content. So what's the difference between reach and impressions? So you'll probably have heard of that term impressions being, you know, pushed around. My impressions are this, or my reach is this. And a lot of people don't know what the difference between the two of them is. So impressions are the total number of times your content was viewed. So including multiple views by a single Instagram account. So if those 100 accounts all saw your content 3 times, then your impressions will be 300. Your reach is going to be 100, but your impressions are 300 for that piece of content. So that's as simple as I can make it, and I hope you understand what that means. So it's important to note that an account doesn't have to engage with the post in order for it to count as an impression. They don't have to like it, they don't have to comment on it, they don't have to share it. They may just see it scrolling through their feed. So that's what the difference between reach and impressions. So let's move on then to why does reach matter? So the first reason is that it gives you an indication if your content is actually working. Because if you are putting out a lot of content and it's not reaching many people, it means that it's not actually working. So it means you need to do something about your content then, or change, maybe it might be posting times. It could be any number of factors. And I'll go through 6 different ways that you can increase your reach later on in the show. So make sure you stay tuned until the end of the episode so you can find out what they are. So if you go into your insights and have a look and you see that, you know, certain posts have a really high reach, you know that that content is working really well in terms of reach. And then you can scroll through and see what has low reach and maybe look at some of the reasons why it has low reach. And the second reason why reach matters is if your reach is low and your content is not getting in front of your customers and your potential customers, then you're missing out on a valuable opportunity to make more sales. And it's really important as a business owner, if you've got an Instagram account, that you're making sales from your account, because you're putting all this effort and time, and you know, it's really, you're using it as a tool to connect with a community, to be able to have potential customers and customers communicate with you and contact with you, build up that relationship, but also make sales. It's a really important thing. So that's the second reason. The third reason is that 83% of customers claim that they use Instagram to discover new products or services. So there are people out there who are interested in what you have to offer. You just need to get your content in front of them. Number four is that in order to build a brand or build a community and reach potential customers, your content has to show up in their newsfeed. So they have to see the content in order to be able to reach those people. So the bigger the reach, the more people are going to see your content. Number five, higher reach means reaching new audiences. So the bigger you reach, the more people who see your content, including people who are not currently following you. And that means that you've got more eyes on your account, you've got more people coming onto your account, more followers, more people engaging, and that's what we really need. Number six is, the sixth reason why reach matters, is that higher reach means more website visitors and more opportunities to convert those website visitors to customers and make more sales again. So that's why reach matters. So six ways then that you can increase your Instagram reach today. So now we know why reach matters, what are some ways that you can increase your reach on Instagram? So let's dive in with a practical list of things that you can do today. You can put these in action today. And that's what we're all about on the Marketing Guide podcast. It's giving you practical solutions that you can put into place in your business. And these are not going to take you too long to implement. They're really practical and really easy to implement as well. So the first thing is finding the right time to post, or the best time to post. So when you are posting content, you want to make sure that you're reaching as many of your followers as possible. This means posting content when the majority of your audience are online. So if you're a small business or an entrepreneur, it's important to have an Instagram business account so you can access this important data and make informed decisions. So how do you find then the best time to post? So you're going to go to the hamburger icon in the top right hand side of your Instagram account. You're going to click on insights and click on followers, and then you're going to scroll until you see most active time. So that's the hamburger icon. You're going to click on followers and then scroll until you see most active times. And this will let you know when is the best time to post and when the majority of your audience is online. So you can do this by days, or you can see what days are people the most active. But if you go into Sunday, it's going to tell you most of your followers are online at 9 p.m. on Sunday. Most of your followers are online on a Monday at 2 p.m. So then you know that's the right time to post. So once you know what are the best times to post, you can schedule out your posts then for the week. You can say on a Monday I need to post at 4 p.m. because that's when people are most online, and you can just test it and see, does it actually work really well, or do you need to maybe pull it back by a half an hour, put out the post, and then you're putting it out at 3:30 and people are online by 4 o'clock. And you can test and see what works well for you. You can also schedule your posts for those particular times. You can use a platform like Later or Planoly, or within Canva as well, you can use that to schedule out your posts. And just make sure that you're active when you do put out your post, that you're not just posting and you're not actually active on your account when you put out the post. So that if people are commenting, or, you know, they're sharing or whatever they're doing, that you are there to engage with that, or you're there to answer questions if there's questions in your comments, that kind of stuff. It's important that you don't just post and ghost. So number two then is to try a new way of showing up. So if you're somebody who only posts on your feed and you maybe pop up the odd story, it might be time to shake it up a bit and to experiment with the different mediums that are available to you within the Instagram app. So within the app, you can post a single photo, you can post photo carousels, you can post short video clips in your feed as well. You could do carousels that have a mix of photos and video. You can do stories and use the features within stories like polls and questions and links, stuff like that. You can do reels, you can do live streams, you can do guides. There's loads available to you, and they're constantly adding to it as well. And Instagram have actively come out and said that they reward people who actively use those new features that they bring out. So it's important to try those new features and try a new way of showing up as well, because you don't know that if you're somebody somebody that's never created a reel, and all of a sudden you try a new way of showing up, which is, I'm going to create 3 reels this week, and you show up and you've got a massive reach. One of your reels maybe goes viral. Maybe it's 5k views or 10k views or whatever it is. And that's viral for you because you haven't had that opportunity to have a piece of content reach that many people before. So that's, you're going to really increase your reach, but you're going to reach that whole new audience who aren't currently following you. So it's important to shake things up, try a new way of showing up, and use some of the features within Instagram that you maybe have neglected and never used before. Live is a great way as well of reaching new people, because you can do a live with somebody, and you can do it up to 4 people. So if you decide that I'm going to do a panel of I'm going to bring on 3 Instagram experts this week, and we're going to talk about how Instagram are going to revert back to the old way, which Adam Mosseri came out and said that they're going to not make it into like a version of TikTok, essentially. If you bring those 3 people on, you are exposed to those 3 people's audiences. So that's a new way to get more reach as well. So it's important to look and explore at those different ways of showing up. Number 3 then is to look at what worked well for you in the past. So this again will be in your insights. So if you click on the arrow beside Reels, and on the drop down menu it says plays, if you change that to reach, it's going to let you know which reel had the best reach out of all your reels. So you could maybe pick the top 5 or the top 3 and go and recreate more of that type of content. You can do the same for stories, you can do the same for posts, and then you can just go and recreate that content because you know that works well, you know your audience engages with it, and you're going to get a greater reach then as well on that type of content. So when the algorithm sees people consistently engaging with your content, it's a sign that your content is engaging, it's good, it's relevant to them, and it's going to start showing it to more people who have similar interests, who haven't seen your content already, which leads to an increased reach. If you've got a good engaging content, you're going to increase your reach. It's as simple as that. So that's number 3. Number 4 then is to update your Instagram settings to maximize your reach. So there's some ways and some settings within the back end of Instagram that you may be not even aware of. You maybe don't know, and you may be missing out on things because you haven't activated these or you haven't turned them on. The first one is make sure share to story is turned on. So when you go to your settings, scroll down until you see privacy, and then click story and sharing, and turn on allow sharing to story. So essentially what this does, it lets people add your feed posts, your videos to their stories, thus increasing your reach. So you can do this for your reels as well, which will allow people to remix them and allows them to share your content side by side. So they remix your reel, which means that your reel is on the left hand side, their reel is on the right hand side, and that will increase your reach as well. Guides as well, turn on allow others to use your posts so they can include your posts in their guides, and people who follow them will see your content, again increasing your reach. So these were all within the settings privacy place in the app. So adding location tags to your posts and stories as well, this is going to help your posts show up in that locations, in that location when people search for it. So if people search for Cork and you're based in Cork, you're going to show up for that. Your content is going to show up for that. So that's really good and really important if you're a small local business. And another way that you can kind of hack that is if your overall area is Cork, you can start tagging different places within Cork, like Carrigaline, Fermoy, Mitchelstown. You can tag different places so that you're discovered by people within your area, within your county, but the smaller towns within that county. The next one is sharing your feed posts or your live replays or your reels to your stories. That's going to increase the reach as well. Also using GIF style short videos instead of a static Instagram post. So if you have, like, say, a quote card or a meme or something like that, if you go into Canva, you can create it, download it as a GIF that plays 1 to 2 seconds, or you can download it as a video 2 seconds long. And then what you can do is post that to Instagram. And Instagram, as we know, they prioritize video, so you're going to reach more people. So that's a handy little hack to get more your content seen by more people. So that's number 4, that is update your Instagram settings to maximize your reach. So number 5 then is to create viral and shareable content. So this is another great way to increase your reach. And viral and shareable content, once you figure out how you can actually create that content, you're going to start getting lots of shares. You're going to start getting lots of comments. You're going to start getting lots of tags and stuff like that. And I covered this in a whole other episode before, episode 118, the key to creating viral content on Instagram. So what I covered in that episode was the most important question to ask before creating viral or shareable content, how to use your insights to identify shareable content, what type of caption works best for shareable content, what happened when I created a piece of viral or shareable content, why I created the viral post template, how you can create viral or shareable pieces of Instagram content, and tips and hacks for finding what resonates with your audience. So if you haven't listened to that, definitely go back and have a listen to that episode. It's episode 118, how to create viral and shareable content on Instagram. So that is number five. Number six then is to use the Instagram collab feature to collaborate with other brands and accounts, businesses. So a lot of people don't even know this exists, and they've probably seen it, they're probably aware of it, but they don't know how to do it. And I've got a few DMs, people are like, if I want to connect with another account, is there any way that I can do it? Like, they were talking about going live on Instagram stories, but can I do that with a reel? Yes, you can do that with a reel, or you can do it with a story, not with a story, with a post as well. So collaboration is massive when it comes to reaching new audiences. An Instagram collab post is a single post that appears in two different users' feeds or their reels as well. So collab posts appear in two places at once. They also share comments, they share likes, and they share the number of shares as well. So one user creates the post and then they invite the other person to be listed as a collaborator. So to invite, when you invite a collaborator to your account, both names appear on the header. It shares both sets of followers, or it's shared to both sets of followers. It's live on both of your profiles, on your grids, and you share the views, the likes, and the comments, as I said already. So how do you create a collab post? Number one is create a feed post or a reel as you normally would. Number two is go to the tag people menu. And when you go into the tab people menu, you'll see invite a collaborator, and you can put in the person's name. So there's only one collaborator per post for now, but it's really, really easy to do it. So the person then that you have agreed to collab with will receive a request in their DMs. They're going to hit accept, and the piece of content then is going to appear on both your profiles. Don't do this with somebody that you haven't agreed to do it already, because it's just going to become spammy and you might get reported, so it's not worth it. It's a great way to increase your reach, find new followers, and interact with your collaborators' community as well, because you're sharing that set of comments so that you can engage with those people and they can engage with your people as well. So if you're a brand or a business, the collabs feature is going to offer you a new way to partner with influencers as well, or creators or micro-influencers, and reach those communities as well. There's loads of different clever and creative ways that you can use this for your business, and in return support those other businesses or communities or entrepreneurs that you connect with on the regular. And if you're in a similar niche, or you're say you're somebody that's like me, the marketing industry, I could connect with maybe someone that's an SEO expert, and we could do a post together. We could do a carousel post or something like that. And both our names are appeared, both appearing on both our profiles. So it's a really, really good way to, you know, get more reach and to reach a new audience. So that's it for this episode. Short and sweet, but there's a lot of actionable information in there. I hope you found it helpful. Today we covered what exactly is reach, reach versus impressions, what were the difference between the two of them, why reach matters, and then I give you six practical ways you can increase your Instagram reach today. You can put all those into place today. You can decide to collaborate with somebody today. You can decide that you're going to create a piece of viral content. You can decide that you're going to go in and change your settings. You can decide that you're going to look at what worked well for you in the past. You're going to try a new way of showing up, and you're going to look at your best time to post. So they're not going to take you too long to implement those and put them into place. So if you enjoyed this episode, the best way that you can say thanks to me is by leaving a review. So if you go to lauraomahony.com/review, the details on instructions how you could leave a review on Apple and Android are there. Apple reviews help us with the podcast charts and get the podcast out in front of more people. It helps our reach, and we just talked about reach and what that was. So if you want to help me with my reach and reach more and new people that haven't listened to the podcast before, the best way you can do that is by leaving a review. And when you leave a review, you get the added bonus of getting a shout out episode on this very podcast. Just make sure you leave your name and your business name so that I know who to give that shout out to. So I would love it if you had a chance, if you had a couple of minutes spare today and you could do that and you enjoyed this episode and you said, this is really helpful and it's going to help me reach more people on Instagram. This is the best way I can pay Laura back. I would love it if you could do that. It would absolutely make my day. So it's lauraomahony.com/review. All the details are there on how you can do it. If you want to get my free ebook, which has 30 days of Instagram content ideas, lauraomahony.com, up at the very top of the website, enter your name and email and it'll be in your inbox in a matter of moments. I have a new ebook coming as well, which I'm really, really excited to share with you. I'm working on it at the moment and I'm making lots of changes, as I said, within the podcast. So we, from going forward, I'm not going to be using lauraomahony.com. It's all going to be themarketingguide.co. The Instagram account is where we will connect and where we will chat and DM and all that kind of stuff. And that's where I'm going to be posting all my content from now on, is themarketingguide.co. So if you want to go follow me there, I would love it if you did so. Make sure you pop me a DM and say, I listen to the podcast. I'm coming over from there to follow you. I'm going to be sharing a lot of content. I'm putting together 90 days worth of content at the moment, and I'm going to talk about that on another episode of the podcast as well, what that looks like, how I'm, you know, strategizing that piece of content. As we know, Instagram is changing all the time. You have to keep up with it, and that's what I'm doing at the moment with the content. I'm completely changing my content strategy so that I can reach more people and that I can get the content that I'm sharing on the podcast as well out to more people. So don't forget to follow me over there at the Marketing Guide. That's the old habits die hard. That's it's just ingrained in me at this stage after 120 episodes of the podcast. So thank you so much for choosing to listen to the podcast. It really does mean a lot to me that you choose to tune in every week to this episode or to this podcast. That's it for me for this week. I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, and I will see you in the next episode.